You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where three or four comedians or creative people each share a creative idea, such as a movie idea, app idea, or futuristic tech idea. The idea can be funny or serious, well thought out or improvised, realistic or ridiculous, but we'll always have fun talking and joking about it. I'm comedian Tim Hill.
I'm Kevin Smith.
I'm comedian Josh Harmon.
I'm your host Tom Wilma. This is Creativity Wasted. Okay, who wants to go first?
And this PBS show is brought to you by viewers like you.
Are you somehow making fun of my intro?
Oh my God. That was great. I loved it. It was good.
But okay, you go first then, since you
I go first.
Insulted me.
Well, I didn't insult you. I said I loved it.
Whatever.
I'm pretty sure that qualifies as a compliment.
I know. I'd not even know how to like things. People just attack me anyway.
But go ahead.
Yep. All right. So, my idea, I don't know. I guess it's something from the future, but I guess it would work like Life Alert. And it's a consent detector. Yeah, consent.
Nice. So I see where this is going.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I can see where this is going.
To a lot more people getting caught.
It would have to be a microchip or something, right?
Well, like, they already there. They already putting all your information in a thumb chip.
So they would have to be reading, I don't want to be raped right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have to read that nerve. They're probably.
And then
they
go like
that
to
out.
The command center and yeah. But I guess would you get a text like when your alarm goes off at your house? Like, is this a rape right now?
Yeah. Well, because here's the thing. Like, what if other things simulated that feeling of being raped? Like, what if you're watching a scary movie and somebody just jumps out at you and then, like, your chip goes off and then they're like,
they would send you a text.
They would send you a text, yeah, but, like, what if you can't get to your phone while you're being raped, though?
Huh? Well, then that's – you send a text back when –
when you're done being raped, that was a rape, for sure, dude.
When you don't send a text back, that's how they know. To send the cops, if you're watching a scary movie, you obviously can get to your phone.
So how does this work? Is it something that the woman wears?
Well, guys get raped, too. God dang, Tom. Don't
no,
be sexist.
No, they don't. Not really.
Please, it's for everyone. I'm imagining you would get something under the skin that taps into your blood, and it'd send it to... or whatever, your nervous system. Yeah, this is like Star Wars tech. Although, what if they're not that far from doing that? They are giving people robot limbs.
What if you're a responsible moviegoer and your phone's turned off?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That would be a problem.
So, it's for the... it's not a consent detector. It's a rape detector. Like, it's for the...
It's a fear detector, it sounds like.
That's what I turned it into. I guess I sort of manipulated it the wrong way.
No, he just used it an analogy. What if another emotion simulates the same?
Yeah. I'm just saying, one emotion, if it's emotion-based.
Well, no, because for somebody...
which it would have to be at this point.
I'm saying we're you said it don't have to exist now. You guys are... I'm not a scientist.
Yeah.
I'm saying in the year 3000.
I don't think that anymore, man. That's good.
In the year 3000, they are able to detect consent and put a microchip in the skin underneath your wrist.
That's a more logical thing to say. Yeah.
Now, do... well, so I have a couple thoughts. One, I pictured it the other way. I pictured it for a guy who wants to make the move. And he's a little drunk. His ability to detect nonverbal cues might be skewed. He doesn't know if she's into it or not.
That'd be perfect.
So it's for the guy who doesn't want
to. So what you're saying is you would absolutely pay for something that told you if a girl wanted to have sex with you, like while you were talking to her? That's a product you pay for?
I think what he's saying is that he is trying to find something that will wean out the women who absolutely do not want to have sex with him, correct? Like, sort of. Like
they both.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
well, then we need a whole new microchip.
That's a whole... that's a whole group to get nice group to get rid of. Like, oh, now I only these are my options. Like, now I get to
just only people who want to fuck at least a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. But now, let's say the woman has the microchip that detects fear or trauma of some sort. Do they make the man have like a microchip to, like,
yeah? How else do we
zap him to get him off of her if she feels that trauma?
But no, what if
like a butthole? It's not only is a microchip installed, but there's going to be like some sort of a zapper installed in her butthole. If she's being raped, it'll send an electric shock.
Like an electric fence?
No,
yes, kind of.
I pictured it would be in the guy.
Oh, okay.
And they would just communicate wirelessly.
Yeah, oh, this is the one for you, so that way if you're having intercourse, your wiener will detect if this is unpleasurable for the person you're having sex with.
And punish you.
And it will punish you for raping.
But is that going to be a penis microchip now, too?
That would have to be a penis microchip of some sort.
I don't know why you want the microchips in the genitalia. They could be anywhere on the body.
I guess it could give you a little shock on the back of the neck instead of shocking your dick. Like, you don't need to shock a dick in order to punish somebody. Shock on the neck hurts.
Because if that gets shocked, both people get shocked. So that might not be the best idea as is.
Plus, if we're thinking it's...
Otherwise, you're going through something they don't want to.
Yeah, and if we're talking about it being in the future, it can give you, like, a Charlie horse or something. Like, it can just simulate the feeling of a Charlie horse in your leg if you're raping somebody. You'll be like, ah, fuck, I'm raping someone.
But if you're a pro, you're gonna play through. A Charlie horse
But if you're a pro, you're not going to buy that. You're not going to.
That is very true.
You're not getting the thing.
Yeah.
How do you become...
It almost sounds like for the women... It should just be like a home alarm system or a home security system, something like that. So
or the men. Men can be sexually assaulted.
Then something happens like a door comes down, chops the dick off
it's
to make sure it doesn't happen again. You know, just have it be that way so it doesn't happen again. It's protected, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe that's thinking a little bit too much into it, but it's kind of what makes sense to me. Then even if a pro is doing it, they can't do it again.
Even if a pro is, it's like...
where did this term pro come from?
What makes you a pro?
Exactly.
You
getting away with it how many times makes you a pro?
That's all.
Well, no, I feel... Do you got to get away with it to be a pro?
X amount of times, yeah. Well, no. No. You need to rape the biggest and baddest person you can find.
Or what if
and
it's
then
like
you're a pro. Then you're
what if it's sub-Saharan Africa and that's just like what y'all do after y'all murder an entire village full of people? It's like, oh, these are the ones who were left.
But
or is that just too easy? Is that like
playing Madden? Yeah, that's too easy. That's what I'm saying is like if I could manipulate – like someone my size could rape you, I get the belt.
Are you a pro?
I get that. Then I'm a pro. Yeah, the champ is here.
So it's either quantity or quality. Both count. Because there's a certain – you can get – so if it's me, I can get – I got to have a certain number of you. Just
can,
one
no,
you
yeah,
don't
you
make
can
me
rape
pro.
Me any yeah. day of the week.
But like, I'm saying like seven you-sized people. Like, yeah.
At once.
Nah, it can't be at once. No.
Well, you just gave him consent, so now he can't. Because you've given consent.
No, physically, he can rape me.
Okay.
He's not allowed to. Kevin, you are not allowed to rape me anytime ever.
We were saying it would be
so
possible
far.
If it, like, okay. it could happen if I decided that I wanted to. But yeah, for me, it can't just be one Tim Hill and it's like, oh, I guess I'm an expert now.
Yeah. Because really, I just roll over. Like I'm not much of a fight. Like you, like really, you can get this rape, pretty well out of me.
If he got his microchip, it's gonna.
Yeah.
At least they'll catch me. Yeah.
So all of these dirty jokes, the good it has a good intention at heart, which is to prevent
rape. Yes.
Well,
it probably
won't stop it all the way. It's not like an arm's actually gonna go off, but at least they'll catch the guy.
What if it? A way.
I mean, there's a lot of different ways
DNA.
It could go, but you are right. It is to prevent it in the first place. So it is a good idea. Hopefully, at some point, something like this will happen to cut down on the sheer number that's already happening daily. So hopefully they can make something like this. Or
yeah, I heard they're actually they're in operation of this thing. They're combining the whistle and the security system lately. The rape whistle is what they're calling it. I don't know if you guys have know about that, but that's supposed to be preventing rapes left and right nowadays.
Is there statistics on how many people those have saved?
No, probably not.
I guarantee you, most people hear a whistle and it's like, well, they stop blowing that fucking whistle.
Well, I would just look
in like a neighborhood, like you've got like a shitty neighbor kid. It's like, fuck, they got him a whistle for Easter shit. And they kind
of... I would just look up to make sure there's no tornado or a fire nearby, and then I'd be like, eh.
It's not an air horn. That's we're going to give all of you women an air raid siren, and if you are being sexually assaulted, you just crank it up.
Be fucking careful with it, for fuck's sake, okay? Like me? Yeah. Yeah. Don't just go boy who cried wolf with your siren, okay? Like, because then they're just gonna be whistle status, and no one's gonna take them seriously.
Yep, you just lost the whistle as a weapon.
Okay. Any last thoughts on this idea, Kate? You have any thoughts, female perspective?
The louder the siren, the better.
That's how first you stop rapes.
First Saturday of the month volume.
Would you purchase said security measure?
No. Maybe.
Not the first model, probably not.
I don't know. Like,
let some other people.
Being raped isn't really like a general fear of mine.
It should be.
But.
That's a very creepy thing
from
to
me,
say.
Not from me, but rape should be a fear of yours. Rape should be a fear of
yours. I'd like to keep this on the record.
I'm scared
if I ever go
raped.
Missing, please inform the cops of this episode.
What? I disagree. I feel like it's a great.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
It's great that
go for
you
walks.
Are afraid of being raped.
Go for walks all you want, nighttime.
I mean, I don't really do that, which is part of why I'm not really
okay.
afraid of being
You
raped.
Shouldn't consciously be afraid of rape. I'm saying if you were to want a Slurpee late at night and you didn't have a car, that should probably pop in your mind. Like, maybe this could be the last walk I take free.
She didn't say she was retarded. God,
I'm not,
okay, yeah. You know,
I'm not running around the streets at 2 a.m.
I'm just wrong.
Walking around my slightly ghetto neighborhood or anything. Like, what are you talking about? I don't do things like that to put me in the risk of being raped. So it's not a very big, you know, fear of mine. Plus, I live with quite a few people, so also not a concern there. Maybe in the future, who knows, I'll start getting scared.
You can be afraid of rape all you want. You can be whatever type of person you want to be in America. You be super afraid of rape. Like, it might happen anytime.
You make it sound inspirational.
You might get raped anywhere.
Live in constant fear.
It could happen to you at any minute. So don't think that today might not be the day.
Yep, tomorrow could be. All right. All sex is rape.
Okay. Am I still going to get electrocuted? All sex is rape? Not if you yell surprise first, right?
Yeah. Let's move on to somebody else's idea. Who wants to go, Tim or Josh?
I'll go.
Okay.
I was thinking, this isn't necessarily a new idea. I mean, I guess you can kind of trace it back to Jim Jones and all that, but flavored bleach. That way, if somebody wants to kill themselves, they can just get off the counter. Make it a little bit easier. Just go over to one of the sections. Make it a little bit more painless for them. A little bit more enjoyable.
Because you flavored
okay,
it.
Okay, and
it
no
counter.
Response.
Flavored bleach is what you said?
Yeah, I heard him, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't, but you still would keep it where bleach goes.
Wait,
exactly.
So flavored
keep it there.
Bleach.
I mean, you can
so
even have it be scented so that way if
tasty.
You clean your clothes or whatever it is.
Do a bunch of heroin.
It serves two purposes.
Or something.
Well, some people want to drink bleach. I get
some
that.
Some people want to drink bleach.
I'm not against suicide at all. So if somebody like if we can
maybe pop a Jolly Rancher before you drink the bleach.
What, we giving it to him and we got the flavors for him already.
Does it like burn off the taste buds?
What if we just make
the Senate bleach?
Well, also have that flavoring.
How long does it take for bleach to kill you?
Not long, as far as I
like,
think.
Could you have a meal?
Probably half an hour or less.
Would you want a meal?
No, you can maybe eat. You got acid in your stomach.
Okay. Well, then what the taste bud thing, I guess, is out the window, Tom. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I've never drank.
I know.
Does drink hurt your taste buds? Drink. Bleach.
I have no idea.
It probably that's what we were just thinking about, though, is that it might burn off your taste buds. But then I was thinking, would it matter if your taste buds were gone because you just consumed bleach?
Exactly. I mean, what it is about the end result. And in case it doesn't, like so I said, this can be for multiple different reasons. It can even just be for cleaning the floor with it or something like that. It has that scent and not that bleach scent.
Someone who really wants like a blueberry last taste.
Yep.
Like
something like that.
Chocolate cream. Something that bleach
doesn't taste like whatever the hell bleach tastes like.
Yeah.
Little Caesar's pizza bleach.
Are we gonna dress up any other type of suicides?
I mean, you can dress up
toasters that tickle you to death in the bathtub.
Anyway, you know, if someone wants to go bad enough, you aren't going to be able to stop them anyway. May as well make it a little bit more enjoyable when they go, you know?
What if you did make toasters that played a specific song when you threw them into the water? Like, that's how the electricity sounded or whatever? Or, like, ropes that leave a certain imprint on your neck?
We're
going
to rock down to Electric Avenue.
Yeah.
Like you pick the song, like you can download the MP3 before your suicide, whatever you want to hear before you die.
Now, what if it plays the wrong song? And it's you're like, shit, the one last thing, it doesn't work out.
It's like parents who forget the iPod and who care about like what their baby's first sound is that they hear and they forget their iPod. And go fuck yourself, I guess. You know, you lost that. You lost out on it. Like, something malfunctioned. You got to hear Blink-182's Adam song while you died instead of something different.
Yep. And you could also buy personalized razors with your flavored bleach.
No, like
fruit punch.
Like the kindergarten scissors with the cool like their razors with the zigzags or something. Like
we got all types of
stuff. Or with the date and place on them or something like that even. You know.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Oh, but what if you get scared and do it the next day? It kind of puts you under the gun.
Pills that look like Flintstone vitamins.
I was watching a documentary about humane ways for the death penalty. And the way that they thought was the most humane was depriving you of oxygen. Like if you were in an airplane and the oxygen level gradually went down.
Until you got knocked out.
Yeah. Not like suffocating like somebody's choking you, but like the oxygen level slowly.
Yeah, it's like going to sleep basically. They say that being slowly deprived of oxygen like that, it basically puts you to sleep.
And you get kind
just
of
don't
a
wake up.
Pleasant lightheaded sensation too.
Yeah, have you done this a few times?
No, I haven't done the, what do you call it, the David Carradine...
choking stroke.
I haven't done that either.
Yeah.
I always thought, though, that by that same principle, if you were just really out of shape and out of breath, I wonder if it could have the same effect. Like, because either way, you're depriving yourself of oxygen while you're stroking it.
I don't think it's the same.
What if you were fucking really fast? Does that, like, would that do it?
You just fuck yourself and, like, hyperventilating.
And then it's like a
I
great
think that's
orgasm
like a 90-year-old
because
problem.
You're, like, dry heaving.
Yeah. I'm sure your partner would love that, to be heaving all over them.
Real doll. Someone that fat who's fucking that fast doesn't have a partner, probably.
And if they can fuck that fast, why are they so fat?
This is a mythical person.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're not talking.
I mean, by Ender Glades or something, maybe, but otherwise, I can't see it being that quick.
Yep.
You know?
So they out of breath?
Especially if you're that out of shape.
Like, they'll get tired.
Like, two pumps and you're trying to catch your breath?
I think their arms will give up before their lungs. We're just like, oh, I can't prop myself up anymore. What other ways are there to kill yourself? Like, is this something we
actually,
can do?
Actually, that would be a way for your partner to kill himself.
I was
You're just gonna fall on him and suffocate him anyway.
I was thinking like the one with your car, the exhaust, but like there's not really a way to
color smoke.
Colored smoke, I guess that's what you could do.
Or what if you could make a confetti bullet for
as soon as it knows you died? Like you're like there's a heart monitor on your seat. It's like beep, no, confetti balloons.
I'm talking about when you shoot yourself, like when it blows out the back of your head. It's confetti.
Okay, so it's like a bunch of confetti's wrapped around the bullet or something.
Or inside of it, however it works.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work. They'll figure it out. We're just talking about it. Yeah. We're just here to make it up.
That's like Joker level gross fucked up shit.
It's confetti. How's that gross?
No, that's awesome.
That's a party.
That's a party.
Exactly. No reason for everyone to be sad. You know, they come in, oh, I wish he was having fun when he went.
And I know, yeah, he got a party. There's confetti all over the place.
You could get just get one of those like air things you blow in, but just make it out of really sharp something.
Okay, yeah, no, you blow it, and then shoots bullet at you, like
yeah. He shoots
bullet. It wraps around like a, and
oh,
hits
yeah, like
you
a
like
noose,
right on the middle of the forehead.
What else? What else?
This is the darkest episode I think I've had so far.
Really?
That's what you get from inviting us, huh?
Yeah.
You have to fill your body with confetti.
I was thinking about that.
Jump off a building.
Yep.
Fill your body meaning eat the confetti or shove it up your ass?
Yeah.
Or both?
Yeah, I guess sort of.
That was too far. Josh
you know,
is like,
yeah, well, I was just trying to think it out because maybe a miscible.
Maybe you need help is the issue because you could get in a man-shaped pinata and then have that with some room in it and then have them fill that with candy or confetti and then put the other half of the man-shaped pinata on you and then push you off the building. Man pinata breaks. I'm inside, candy. Kids are happy. Cops are happy. They got a case. That's...
Or you could draw a giant target on the ground.
Ah, and miss it.
And can miss. And miss. And miss.
Just miss it.
I like this idea of human mind arts.
Yeah. Fucking, we got all the suicide solutions. I think we just created a company. It wasn't even a product. Yeah,
yeah.
Josh, you like started the seeds of a small business. Let us make your suicide better.
Exactly. I mean, a company is going to have to put it out anyway. It's a product. Mm-hmm. But we may have created a new genre of product even.
We haven't dressed up hanging yourself.
I did. I said that. Like,
oh,
that's
you?
One of the first ones.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Like you use some type of special rope that leaves a design on your neck.
Oh, and that's where I got the
it's
other
all,
thing. Yeah. I remember it. I
or a bungee cord.
That'd be fun.
A bungee cord.
Like
if you
Joe
were going
Dirt.
Up and down. Yeah.
I roped him. I roped Joe Dirt with a bungee cord.
There's no way to make drowning yourself exciting.
I always thought that would be an okay way to go is drowning.
What?
Because I grew up on a lake. I've almost drowned a couple times. And it's,
and you were like, that was cool. That was,
yeah. No,
I'd
no.
I'd be fine with that
it
one
sucked,
being it. Like, that'd be
but
way.
There is the sort of relaxing in the water and just seeing... just, I don't know, there's something peaceful about it. And it's familiar, the feeling of almost drowning, because I've done it a couple times. I know it's just 10 more seconds of what I've already felt, almost drowning.
How long does it feel like you're drowning, though?
It's a good, like, 20, 30 seconds. So.
That's way too long. Fuck that.
I'm trying to think about how long 20, 30 seconds
I wanna
is.
I want to die right now!
But it's not like...
Pretty much.
To know about it for 20 or 30
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm so far underwater right now, like, there's no way. Like, there's no way I'm getting up there in 20 to 30 seconds. Like,
people have won gold medals in less than 20 seconds. Like, that's such a long amount of time. Like,
you see how sweaty they get?
Yeah.
You see how sweaty they get in that amount of time?
All right, think about dying.
A company that makes suicide stuff, that would be an easy company to get a promotion. You just wait for all of your coworkers to off themselves, and then.
But then when
you just inherit the company eventually,
and then you'd off yourself.
Yeah, I think I just advertise outside of military bases.
Jesus.
Fucking God.
Or set up a hotline for the
business
company.
Is booming.
One number off the suicide hotline. Just one number off. Yeah. Okay, we know you want to do it. Have you thought about any of these products?
Have you thought about any of these? Oh, fuck. Let's make this suicide fun and exciting.
We have flavored.
Exactly. Or
flavored bleach.
Offer group packages like you said with two mind bars. Just have like five people at the top of the building with a target at the bottom.
Yep. Oh, you couldn't even put that on YouTube, which that sucks. If you had five, they would think it was a court, though.
They have what's called the Darwin Awards. So if
for being badass as fuck or something? Like,
just stupid ways to die.
Or take yourself out of the gene
Okay,
pool.
For not, for being, for sucking. Okay, for being a bad human.
So you could try to get on the Darwin Awards, but if people found out that you had done it on purpose, they wouldn't give
Darwin
you the
Darwin
Awards
sounds like it would mean that you're awesome. Like, Darwin Awards sounds like it would mean, like, that you're, like, you're not the bitch of the human race.
It's about survival of
the fittest.
No, it's
proclaiming the
gene
pool, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what that award is for. Like, I've read up on it every once in a while, and there's all kinds of insane things
Darwin
on there,
list.
Like somebody being drunk in another country and trying to cram down a telephone wire or telephone line. You know how small those things are, and found to the death, stuff like that.
I think
that's what the Darwin Awards are for.
The if you die shooting confetti through the back of your skull, people aren't going to laugh. People are going to be sad. But if you die getting raped by a horse or something ridiculous on purpose, people won't mourn your death as much. Is this too far?
Why did I just think of a new one, too? A T-shirt cannon. Because you know how much damage those things can do. And it comes with a shirt that says, rest in peace, whoever. You know, you can have your face or whatever on it.
And they custom get your blood on it, yeah.
Custom shirts, and then you shoot yourself in the chest with a T-shirt cannon at stadium.
And I don't think you could speak for people like that, Tom Waldman, where you's like, I don't think people are going to be happy if they see confetti shot at the back of your head. I feel like there's a lot of people that would make happy, and it would have so many views on live. And I talk about it outside of places.
I'd share that link on Facebook. I would hit view this graphic content on the video.
It would make so many people happy to see a
blood confetti confused cops.
Yeah,
it's in, like,
I don't know.
The special effects are amazing. They aren't effects, you know.
Oh, that's blood. That's,
But let's move on. For God's sake, please don't have such a dark idea, whoever's next, Tim.
All right. It's not as much of an invention as it is like a new country.
Okay.
All right. I don't know how we would get it. We need the money to obtain a country and obtain an island and technically abide within that country's laws. But sort of like, I don't know.
And then when do you get rid of all the Mexicans?
Anybody can come. I don't know. New America. New America. But New Amsterdam. New Amsterdam.
Is there anything?
But not like not drugs. No.
Is there anything you want to do on said island, or just have the island?
No cops. No cops.
Cops.
It's a big hate the cops party.
How do you?
So you're basically talking about what Australia was supposed to be in the beginning, right? Just
yeah.
If it's no cops, it's a place for criminals.
Well, it's a prison.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. A prison. Yeah, essentially we send really bad criminals there who it's like, you know, we're fucking done with you. and you get to live there, we're done. We're done with you. Like, you just, you know, fuck you. You're done. You're on this island now. Like, you've done so much bad
stuff.
You're
going to need a fence around it then.
And do we have video cameras so we can see what type of society develops?
We'll build a big fence about build a wall. Build a big fence around it, though. Keep them out. No boats, ever. You just you have to parachute there. You either parachute there or you're committing suicide on your way there, but we're pushing you out of a helicopter, and that's how you get to your jail island.
That's not...
No resources. You have to start from new there. Like, it's like trees and shit. You need to build a colony. You can start a country from scratch if you want to, criminals, but we're done with you. We're sending you there.
Oh, it is a jail island. It's not just fuck society.
It's Australia Junior?
You can't buy a ticket there.
What crimes are worthy of going to jail island?
Depends. That's all up to the court system.
But wait, what? So you can go to jail island for parking tickets?
No. Well, I mean, if they really want to throw the damn book at you,
this is Royal Oak.
But no, it's like, and it's for all the countries. So, like, you know, fuck you guys. You know, we're done. So anybody who does anything so bad that they just get sick of them, and it's not like there's like a ranking system, like murders 25 to life. Lot of murders going to the jail island. It's like if you murdered and then got out and then raped or something. All right, yeah, like okay, we're
so death row island basically.
So repeat offenders,
but we're not going to kill you there. But technically,
and the thing is, if you're on death row, why don't just put them there?
How much do we charge for the stream? Is what I wanted
for the live stream.
Yeah,
that's free for non criminals. That's free for the people. Well, I guess, you know, I would
put it on Fox.
Yeah,
there.
I would assume there would just be a website called Criminals Point of View, like island.com, and you can pick your camera that you want to be watching from and stuff, you know, what street corner or whatever, and you just click and watch and see if they're beating each other up or if they're, you know, hanging out.
Raping.
Not my prerogative. That's not my island. There's going to be a lot of raping. There's going to be a lot of raping, a lot of murder, a lot of sheltering, a lot of gangs, a lot of everything. A lot of cannibalism, probably. Probably brand new island. We're not giving them resources. They don't know how to fish. They're dicks. They're criminals. Modern criminals don't know how to fish. Think about that. Okay? They're going to have to eat each other.
Are there men and women or just men?
Yeah. No, anybody. Kid criminals. Fuck you.
This show just got...
Have you seen Kid Criminals? Like, there's Kid Criminals.
There's a show called Kid Criminals?
It's a documentary on YouTube. And I'm sure there's lots of stuff that you can look up called Kid Criminals. That's a very big title.
Now you get to...
I cannot believe I have never seen a show called Kid Criminals.
Oh, it's about kids who kill the fuck out of people.
I figure.
They kill, they do not give a fuck.
What? So...
Now,
I'm just excited. I would be excited to see a prison island that's for all ages.
Well, technically, it's not a prison island.
It is a prison island.
No, it's not, because there's no guards.
As soon as you have the fences up, it's island, even if there's no guards.
I guess all the countries would have to put their differences aside and fly drones around at all time and just keep an eye on shit.
You just have a boat patrol, I'm sure.
Yeah, but some boat patrol. Small island. Fuck it. They're going to be killing each other. There's not going to be a high population.
I've seen this Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, though, so somebody would get away.
Make a raft out of the boat.
Well, what's a really far away island that's unoccupied? Like, we can't steal an island.
Florida. Let's just put a fence up at Florida.
Georgia to Florida. Like, no.
And we'll put all the criminals there.
There's a thing I saw on YouTube. There's a weird law where if there's a unknown island and it has bat guano on it, the United States can claim that island because of some law from the 1800s. Because the people used to use guano for bat for fuel, which is bat shit. So you have to just go out on a boat in the ocean with a bunch of bats. So even if it didn't have bat guano on it, just...
So you just make a bat shit there.
Make the bat shit there. What just if you feed it some...
What if you work at a zoo and you just pick up some bat shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I don't know what the specifics of how the bat...
I think that's a new business for you.
Are there islands that are unclaimed still? It's 2017. Like, I feel like everybody should own this place.
There's, like tiny little islands that come up from volcanoes that pop up
Oh yeah,
but not
the world
like,
still makes islands and stuff. That
maybe not big enough crazy. For your
maybe not big enough for
prisoners.
The prison island. Hawaii, we would have.
We don't. No, well, I think we should give them some place where they could potentially survive. Like
yeah.
Where they fight for the resources,
well, no,
maybe?
They fight for the resources. We push them to, like, a jungle island, and you build your society. You got to figure out cell phones, motherfucker. You need to reinvent everything from this island. No, nothing.
Just do it with a ghost town. One where no one lives anymore, but there's still, like, three buildings.
The island is harder to escape than the ghost town.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I guess escape is inevitable, and we've like always got to keep an eye out for that. However, I don't know if you were a bad enough criminal and you didn't have to go to a jail and, like, they just let you, like, live on this island and it was just survival of the fittest. I think you might take that option rather than escape and get, like, drone killed or whatever. Like,
depending on how hard it was for you to survive. And because you got to think there's gangs.
Yeah.
There's going to be gangs of.
Yeah, there's going to be gangs.
Now, do you have to decide at the beginning of your sentence to go there? Or let's say you're on death row.
It's not an option. You don't get to choose
like,
that shit. You get sent.
Oh, I thought you were saying you had a choice to either go to the island or go to jail.
No. So if you're a repeat offender, you got to be a repeat offender, right?
Yeah, it's like three strikes and then some. Like, it's like three strikes, you already got out and stuff, like, and then you still fucking did some shit. Like,
you murdered somebody while you was in prison already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an island that's full of snakes. It's got, like, three snakes for every square foot of land.
Are they poisonous snakes?
Yeah, fuck them. Snake Island. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, that sounds about perfect.
Yeah, and but it's not just American criminals. Every single country dumps their criminals there. We're just, like, clean up every country.
So we need an island big enough to house
here's the thing.
10 million people, which it would be perfect.
The snakes
at a time is the thing, because we keep dumping people there.
Yeah.
But they keep killing and eating each other.
Yes.
And the snakes keep
and
killing
the snakes
and
keep killing
them.
And eating them.
Yep.
We just need to – and like I said, you can choose to make that your suicide drop. You can die out of the helicopter if you want. You can not pull the chute. But we're pushing you out of a helicopter with a parachute, and you can land in your new country.
Good luck.
Now, let's say you're the Las Vegas shooter. You just want to shoot some people. Is it legal for you to just drive a boat up to that island and just gun everybody down?
They wouldn't let you.
They're criminals.
They wouldn't let you. The boat patrol wouldn't let you.
Yeah. Oh. Only they can kill each other. People on the outside can't kill them.
Yeah, no, that's totally bad.
You can volunteer to go there and fight them face up, though.
But as soon as you
like,
set
dude,
foot on
the
land,
guy who killed
you can
my
gun
daughter
him down.
Is there. I'm trying to jump out of that helicopter and vigilante kill him, and I'll get eaten by some snakes. I don't care. I'm just trying to slit his throat.
No. The island accepts volunteers.
if you want to go to Ice Cube's most dangerous game, feel free.
What I just thought is if somebody does come up on the boat or something like that with the weapon, they should be stripped of the weapon right away and thrown onto the island. Well, you're already trying to do something stupid and trying to go to war with these people. Go actually go to war with them.
I'm not against a knife drop every now and again.
What was that?
No, if there was a knife drop every now and again, like once a month, you just
drop a knife out of a plane.
A few of them.
Like a few.
People would make lassos out of poisonous snakes and stuff. Like swing the lasso and hit.
Knife drops is the scariest thing I think I've heard of in a while.
People make shims out of snakes.
Like, just living your life, and then, like, the CIA flies by a plane of knives. Like, it's just like, oh, shit, everybody here is dying today. Like, they're just clearing out here.
Just drop, like, six of them.
I would move to, like, a farm.
Don't drop a bone. Drop, like, six.
I'd move somewhere that they're not going to knife. I'd move somewhere very low populated.
Good luck.
Like, they would knife the fuck out of New York, like, weekly. They'd be like, people in New York would be like, are they knifing today? Like, are they... They dropped knives yesterday. There's no way they're going to do it today. Like, they dropped knives.
What if once a year you just were randomly allowed to blow up one skyscraper in New York?
And they, like, let you clear everybody out. Architects would have a lot more work. The New York skyline would always look different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might be a nice way to make the city look a little bit more beautiful.
Yeah, blow it up.
Blow it up piece by piece and build a new city over time.
One of my ideas was to tear down all the old factories in Detroit that are closed, and out of the rubble we would build a giant pyramid.
For what? Worshipping something?
To hide behind while they threw rocks at each other.
Just a tourist trap. But my idea would be that people would we would build it like the ancient Egyptians did, so there'd be a bunch of like
slaves?
No. That's a Bible myth. That's not true. But there would be a bunch of fit shirtless men, and people would watch them. It'd be like
So wait, you'd
watch people like push these 1-ton bricks just because like science kids would watch it, and like horny women would watch it. But it's a job. They're going there. They're getting paid. They're going home. They're not slaves.
You're gonna build a giant pyramid with only sexy labor.
Well, people would get that way by
doing all the labor. Attractive, I guess.
Fat people could do it to lose weight instead of going to a lot less boring.
Yeah, you hide them
going
deeper. They're building deeper pyramids. You don't get to be in the front facing. You're not the face pyramid yet. If you're still a fat guy, if you're just trying to lose weight, we put you in the back pyramid. You're doing a little bit more grunt work. You're trying to sweat a little harder. Like, we'll get you up here to face value pyramid building one day. But for now.
Yeah, but then I interrupted your idea.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. I interrupted both ideas before mine.
Anything more on your island idea?
I mean, if you guys have stuff, let's keep going. Prison Island. Like we can knife it every now and again. Fuck it.
I meant you do like a supply drop, but just dropping random killing knives also.
Oh, yeah. Drop guns that are going. Like, pull the trigger, tape it down, and just fucking drop it out of a plane. Like,
I know how we fund it. How? Okay, so we do have knife drops, but we let once a month.
We sponsor the knives with, like, Jimmy John's. Like,
QVC, sponsored. look at how deep these knives cut. Jeez. Yeah. But no, once a month you have some incredibly rich person pay to fly around the island on a 50-cal machine gun, and they get 15 minutes of shooting.
But I thought I brought that up as a thing, and you said no, that they.
Well, one person a month can pay because we got to fund this thing.
Yeah, it's like an auction too. Yeah. Like, it's not a waiting list or anything. It's an auction every month. There's no set price.
Like one dentist from Minnesota, instead of shooting Cecil the Lion, he shoots a bunch of criminals.
The waiting list would be so long that people would start dying off, and the waiting list would be fucky.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Because people would be like $8 million, like that's a fair price to shoot a bunch of people on an island. I will totally pay that price. Oh, I can't do it for 12 years. They get cancer at 6 years. They're off the waiting list, but we don't find out about that because we're corporate.
Now, let's say the guy who wants to gun down everybody at the island, let's say he's the CEO of Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese can't afford that.
Maybe if he saved up and that's what he wanted to fucking do.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna just move back to a small apartment back where I grew up.
Because that guy want to murder
some
kids.
People with, I want
to
kill you.
He the CEO of Chuck E. Cheese. He wants to murder some children.
Yeah, like, I'm going to fly the plane around. You tell me where the kid criminals area of the island is. I'm gonna snipe that area the fuck up. I'm going to snipe...
Now, would you take your kids to Chuck E. Cheese if you found out that that was the guy who gunned down all the criminals on the island?
Personally, yeah, they serve liquor.
That is very true. You gotta take them somewhere anyway. You might as well have beer.
Yeah, sure, he might be a guy with murder in his heart who wants to murder kids, but he serves alcohol. So.
I worked at Jimmy John's for 3 years. That guy kills elephants and shit. Like, he does whatever the fuck he wants.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
I wish I could afford to kill an elephant. Because you know what I do? Kill a fucking elephant.
That's exactly the same thing. We're paying to kill dirtbag criminals. Like, it's better than paying to kill elephants, and it's more of a thrill. I'm driving around or flying around in a chopper. Killing people that I don't know what you did, but you obviously deserve to be dead. Like, there's no guilt to this.
If the chopper crashes, then you're just on that island forever, right? They won't rescue you.
They do have guns. We do supply drops of guns and stuff so they can have wars.
Oh, we're not gonna make them fist fight.
I just saw something else.
They fist fight. We drop like a couple pistols at a time. Limited ammunition, so they've got to save them for the ammo drops. Everything comes on a different day. We drop one new thing every day, like a different like drop of things or one cool thing every day. Plane from a different country too, and the country like it's just a variety drop.
Yep.
Sometimes it's like nothing. It's just like a big tote. Because, like, the country can do whatever the fuck they want. You're a criminal. Like, it's just, a big tote, and on the inside it says, fuck you, you're a criminal. Like,
there was a chemical that they found out that if they gave it to some insect, it would make them have gay sex until they died. Like, they wouldn't eat. They would just continue to have gay sex until they died. It was, like, some...
Wait, men? Like, human beings?
No, it was insects? Some insect or some little animal that would do that. And they tried to... That's where the idea of the gay bomb came up. That made the news, I think, that the U.S. military investigated using that for people.
How insects decide the top
as like
and the bottom?
A gay bomb to like...
Oh, yeah.
That came up during the Iraq War.
Yeah.
Technically, that you couldn't be a bug. Well, you couldn't be a bug or a human and get gayed and then be like, in my ass, everybody. Like, you'd have to start fucking other men in the ass, and that's qualified as gay. But
well,
like,
somebody has to be receiving the penis.
Exactly. But like, so if you're gay,
how gay
you can't
does it
make.
Turn, yeah. What does it?
I can't make someone who didn't get gayed.
Yeah.
Fuck me in the ass because I can't rape someone that way. It's.
Yeah.
But would that be something you would do on your island? Is release the gay bomb?
Well, they'd
yes,
be
I would release the gay
anyway.
Bomb all the time, and then like I would pick somebody up and be like, "Are you gay?" They'd be like, "Nope, didn't gay bomb didn't work." Back to the drawing board. Try it again in a couple of weeks. Gay bomb, did it work? Yeah, we're gay a little bit. Like, I still want to fuck girls. Back to the drawing board. They're not all the way gay yet. Everybody's gay. Wipe them out. We know how to do it. Restart Criminal Island. We start testing new stuff on them, but we have a gay bomb now.
Yep, once they're all gay, now...
Pretty much we can MK
them,
Ultra.
Kill
like,
them all. Kill them all. All right, they're all gay now. Kill them. That's what you should say.
It worked is what I'm saying. It was like,
all right, we're done with them. They're all gay now. Kill them.
Okay, let's move on to my idea, which is the polar opposite of all of your ideas.
The raper gadget. Like, how to get away with it. I don't
all your ideas are so damn dark. But so I love like high tech toys, gadgets, like
they already
stuff
making
like that.
A sex robot, man.
That's not where I was going. But one tech gadget that I don't really like is toy drones because there's not really much to do with them. I mean, you can fly them around like a toy airplane, like that have been around for the past 40 years.
Yeah.
You can some of them you can put a camcorder on them and you can see what the drone sees. That'd be fun for like 10 minutes and then you'd be bored.
How hard would it be to strap a block of C4 to a toy drone and remotely explode it?
It would have to be a really, really expensive drone.
You think so?
Yeah, to lift something that heavy, a block of anything.
But no, like a half a pound of C4. You just want to like blow up one
even
church.
Half of a pound.
Yeah.
Like... So let me get to my idea, but I was trying to get a drone to lift a cell phone, and that was too heavy. I think there's something missing with drones, with just taking video. It's not quite there as a fun thing. And so I have a few ideas on how to make a toy drone actually fun and worth buying and doing playing around with. And one is to make it feel like you're an actual bird, like you can actually fly like a bird, and like recording video and watching it on a phone. That's it's basically just a video game where nothing fun happens. It's not really doesn't really feel like flying. But to make it more immersive, they do have some of them with VR headsets to make it a little more immersive, so you can look around and you can steer
like
the drone
pilot.
By moving your head back and forth. But they have a thing called an EEG. It's basically you put these sensors on the top of your head. It's used for people who have like locked-in syndrome, like they're stuck on a hospital bed and they can't move their arms or move their body at all. and they put it on your head so you can like think forward and move a computer mouse forward and think left, right, up, down, and you can move a mouse to like
with your thoughts.
Yeah, and I think Stephen Hawking has something like that.
Like that one game where you lift the ball with your head. Like you can use your brain to lift a ball with it's like a fan and it moves it through a little course.
And they sell those. You can buy those now, and I have one right here. It's called a portable EEG. So the idea is you'd put this portable EEG on your head, which I didn't think about that I'm wearing headphones. But
take the headphones off.
You put it on your head.
Take the headphones off.
You put it on your head, and it makes contact with a few points on your head, and so it can sort of read what you're doing, what you're thinking. One of the weird things about it is they make you sign a disclaimer to upload your data that it gathers. So like,
so it's doing your brain. It's
capturing your thoughts. Like they have all these license agreements with phones, and you wonder what they're doing. This one, they're literally capturing your thoughts.
Yeah. And we're already too integrated.
What does that control again?
It monitors like brain activity a little bit. Like it can sort of tell if you're thinking like move forward. You calibrate it to detect when you're thinking moving forward. It can't like read.
And then what is it? It just reads.
You hook it up. It just reads. It doesn't control your mind. It just reads.
But you can't like hook it up to a computer and scroll the computer with your mind.
Yeah, right? You can. That's the whole point.
Okay, that's what I was at. That's what I was trying
to do. And so the idea is to fly a drone.
They've had something around like that for a while. I remember hearing about them trying to do this about a decade and a half ago, I think.
So I have all the pieces here. I'm sorry, Josh. I can't hear you. I took the headphones off. But so you have the drone. You have a VR headset. I'm pointlessly brought them to show on the video. Everybody knows what a VR headset is. So it feels like you're an actual bird. Like you're seeing what the drone is seeing. It's doing what you're thinking. It's more immersive. It's like a dream where you're flying. It's not like a video game.
So if you have a bomb attached to your drone and you fly it into a crowd of people, would you have the video up until the second it explodes? Would you be able to control all of that? Like when you thought
like build like model scale buildings.
So I get what you're saying. Like you get to feel like a bird. So when I think explode and it explodes, I can feel like an X-Man. Is that what?
It's not for exploding.
That's a real point.
And then the big thing to make it fun. Making it feel like a bird. Again, you probably get bored with that pretty quickly. But to make it fun, the way to do it is to make it social. And so the idea is instead of just taking in info, it would broadcast info. So I have a drone here that's got a phone taped to the bottom of it, and I've got like a mirror on the front of the phone.
Okay, so you can film forward.
Yes. Well, so people who see the drone flying around can see your face, and you can talk to them. And so it has a speaker, so you can talk to a person on the ground. They can talk back to you, and they can see your actual face or like an avatar.
Yeah.
And if you look down, you could have the image point straight down instead of forward. So then it becomes a social thing, so you can like interact with people on the ground. Yeah. So
I'm going to be talking to someone on a flying helicopter.
So you'd
like, hey man, I just took my helicopter. I only needed bananas. The drone could totally carry bananas. I just took it to the store.
And I'm just going to walk down the street talking. I don't think I'm going to do
that. My drone sees you. You need a full grocery trip. I only needed bananas. So I only took the drone, but I bumped into you because I saw you. I was like, hey, Kevin. And that's my drone talking to you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I had to drive all the way here because my drone couldn't carry all my big groceries.
Hey, Tim, I need you to get this shit away from me because I don't enjoy this. It feels like Skynet is winning.
But yeah, anyway, so to make it makes it social. People can see you. You can see them. You can talk to them, whatever. Another thing is that the VR headset, it would have, instead of, you basically cut the bottom out and have cameras facing into your face to record your facial expressions to broadcast to the drone. And then the last part would be Most drones aren't meant to like hover in one spot very easily. Like,
yeah.
If you're going to socialize with somebody, you want to be able to steer it and stop so you're not ramming into them, because you run into them once or twice, they won't want to talk with you anymore. So I think it needs like a, instead of just blades to make it go up, it needs one to like move front and backwards.
Yeah. What if I'm trying to look at my neighbor's windows? Would it be...
You can blank your avatar so they don't know it's your drone.
Yeah, people always say that when you'd say drones, but for one thing, most of them have lights on them, so you'd get caught. And the other thing is they don't have good battery life, so...
Okay, so we need better batteries and no lights.
And another thing is, what if someone was walking by and looked through your windows on foot like they could for their entire, like, the past forever?
Yeah.
Like, quit being a bitch.
Yeah, I think the whole drone spying thing is a little
overblown. Well, I'm talking about our drone doing this.
Our drone spying? They can, physically.
Well, no, he just said they have. So we got to get rid of the lights, right?
No, the lights are what make them noticeable.
But anyway, so with this social drone, there's all things, sorts of games like kids could do. You could play hide and seek with other drone owners in the trees. Play outside with friends if it's nighttime or you live in a bad neighborhood where you're not allowed to go out. You and your friends could take these drones outside. You could talk with people on the street. You could whistle and communicate with animals. You could have like apps that make noises to talk to certain types of animals.
Flying robots that show our faces, and we're just using them to tell girls how much we like their butts.
Now we never leave our houses. drones everywhere. Sidewalks of drones. There's going to be drone sidewalks above us. Above the walkers, it's like a drone pathway.
Yep.
Back to the Future. It's fucked up.
You could have drone vacations, so you could have a guide like on a volcano in Hawaii talking on one drone, and all the spectators are flying other drones and communicating with him and like seeing things that you couldn't see, like walking around on the ground. You could create like
movies. You could, like movies, right?
Yeah, you could put like things up in the trees to charge the drones, and so you wouldn't have to bring the drone home every time, and so people could create like a network. You could leave your drone in the Grand Canyon and just fly it every day and charge it every night and whatever. So there's all sorts of things you could do with a social drone.
So technically you could fly your drone around the world, stopping it off.
Yeah.
And the required charging.
We're out of time. Thanks for coming.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
that was
appreciate it.
Wasted.